Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as it does every night, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, either the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us on the telephone line right now, we've got the professor of politics out in California, IA, Kyle Warren. There they are. There they are. Here they come.
Thanks, hello.
It's 76 degrees tonight, a little cooler than normal, a little cloudy. So they're going to go back inside. Bye, guys. There you go. They don't want to stand outside too long because, you know, it is what it is. All right. Now, look, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, and I want to get started with the pledge. So are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we go on, Kyle, we've got one hell of a mess up in the Northeast tonight, starting with New York City and Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut. I'd be curious to find out from Chris Markowski tomorrow what the hell's going on there. But in New York, the flooding is massive. The subways have shut down. Flooding in the subways again. A lot of streets underwater. The mayor has come out and said no driving on any city streets anywhere. Declared a state of emergency. There's a curfew in effect. And I'm looking at the water right now that's in the streets as well as in the subway. Unfreaking believable.
It is unbelievable, Captain, and especially how fast the water is moving in some places. It's 2 or 3 feet high, and so I can see, obviously, you wouldn't want to try to drive or go out because I can imagine, Captain, there would be a lot of water rescues because I don't think people can stand against this water if they go out.
No, and that brings in another case in question here, but just wanted to get that out there right away. So if you're headed up towards New York, and any of you guys going in to New York to deliver meat, you might have an interesting drive, so be advised of that. Now, Kyle, a bombshell report came out yesterday, a bombshell report from Red State. This is damning as damning would be. The U.S. knew about the Kabul bomber, had a drone lock on him, but didn't take the shot because they were afraid, the people, whoever was in charge of this, were afraid that it might upset the Taliban. So instead, we get 169 or 70 or 200 or whatever the number is of the Afghanistan civilians killed, and 13 of our brave military men and women, and 20 wounded. 13 killed, 20 wounded. Way to go, USA.
You know, Captain, if this is just devastated. And those who are wounded, by the way, most of them were in...
They're all back in the States.
Well, that's right, but they were seriously wounded in that sense, a critical condition. Now, John Kirby over at the Pentagon doesn't want to really address this at all. And so that does give us some idea that, you know, maybe we're getting pretty close to home here.
That's right.
And so I got to tell you, though, Captain, the rules of engagement with the Taliban prohibited saving American lives, evidently. The President of the United States will have to explain this somehow to them. I mean, he can't explain it at all, but he will have to go out and talk about this.
And the source of this comes from a very credible reporter who has got it from his people in the Department of Defense that already knew who the bomber was ahead of time before the bombing and when the Kabul attack would occur, because they received that intelligence and they were tracking him. They were following him. They had a Predator drone lock on the bomber, locked in, ready to go. But they were refused permission to take the guy out before he got into the crowd in the airport.
Yeah, again, just the American people, Captain, I think, will be so outraged and are outraged.
Oh, this is, and by the way, I would really like to know who's going to report on this in the big mainstream of the radio and television shows tomorrow, because this story is freaking dynamite.
Well, what it does, Captain, is it, of course, adds insult to injury of what's going on right now, even politically, with Joe Biden as a result of the debacle in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
This is going to, I think, really put a lot of people in the column of he needs to resign.
Well, there's two questions right now that everybody should be asking the government. Just take your pick. Number one, for how long in advance did we have eyes on the Kabul bomber prior to his arrival at the airport? Number one. Number two, who issued the stand-down order to the Predator drone operator that had a lock on the bomber? Who did that?
Right. Now, if we had a different story in the House and Senate right now, you might have hearings about that, because this is that kind of thing. Captain, these 13 service people need not have died.
No.
Knowing what we know now, for sure. I mean, they should not have died in the sense that we should have had a better security perimeter and not relied on the Taliban to begin with.
Nope. And we're so afraid we might offend the Taliban, so we aren't going to take the shot. Give me a break, okay? And folks, you heard it here first on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, hello to John in Colorado, and hello to Richard and Marine in Oregon. And caller, you hang on. You'll be first one up when we come back. Kyle, we will be back, because Kyle is going to take us to break. He likes to do that. Listen to this.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I think I will. By the way, special shout out to Benny. And Benny is in Brooklyn. And he just told me, I'm mad as hell about that one there, Captain. What are we going to do about that? And I said, well, oh, hang on, Benny. We'll get into that. And I'm talking about the news that we just broke here about the fact that they had the Kabul bomber locked and loaded in a Predator drone. They knew who he was. They knew beforehand that he was had explosives and was going to go touch off a suicide bomb at the airport. And they didn't take the shot. Phew. Anyway. Relief Factor is this sponsor of this segment here. They're part of my integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time. Now, it also works for me to get rid of the pain that I have. And it's not necessarily pain that is just from, you know, everyday living, that sort of thing. It's the habitual pain that a lot of us have from injuries that we are recuperating from or that we've had years ago. Arthritis, this will help you with that. Bursitis definitely will help you with that. Rheumatism, all of that stuff, because it settles you down and it just causes the pain to either go away or be much lower than what it is and makes it more bearable for you. Now, it's 100% drug-free, number one, Relief Factor, and it also supports healthy joints and muscles and the healing process. So you can get started with this. Try it for 3 weeks for $19.95. That's all it costs, $19.95 for 3 weeks. You get started on it, and then you go on regular delivery every month, and that's it. No harm, no foul. And you can stop it any time you want. But I will tell you this, tens of thousands of people have been helped by it. Ran into somebody else again yesterday that said, thanks very much for telling me about this. It's helping me tremendously. And the guy had persistent arthritis. And that's very painful, I know, because I've got some of that myself. But anyway, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. relieffactor.com/captain, the website that you go to. Try the 1995 Quick Start, and you're on your way. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got Mike from Clearwater on the phone. We're going to go to him. All right, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, while I was on hold, I had another brief discussion with the Captain, but my point is we debacled this. They're pretty much emboldened now, and they're saying, oh, well, you know, look at the Americans. They had to turn around and run home with their tail between their legs. And so I thought about it today, and I'm like, you know, these terrorist organizations have international reach. So I'm thinking we're going to see situations like maybe we did in the 80s where, you know, Americans will be kidnapped when they, you know, say you go to Europe or something, and then you end up getting kidnapped by one of these organizations, and then you get held for ransom. And, you know, I know some people back in the 80s, that especially like in Beirut, Lebanon, got kidnapped and were held for years, and, you know, five, six, seven, you know, years.
1979. Right.
So here's the thing, Kyle. Are we going to see a resurgence of that? Because this is not a good time to be an American traveling abroad, and I don't know how long that's going to last, but you better be careful, folks. If you travel overseas, you know, you just might be grabbed. So what do you say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, you know, Mike, thanks for the call. I do think that there should be a heightened state of awareness. That's for sure. We know that the DHS, just a couple of weeks ago, issued their statement that they thought that there was a terrorism threat, especially as the 9/11 anniversary approaches. Although the mayor in New York City is saying there's no specific or credible threat. However, that being said, we know that terrorist groups want to do something.
He's not reading. I'll tell you right now, let's totally discount de Blasio. He's not reading the BOLO, so he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right, right. Well, but this is what he's saying there. It's obviously on the radar. But, yes, that being said, you do have groups that are going to try to make some statement.
Yep.
You could have cells. You could have lone wolves. Anything is possible, but I do think that they would want to do something that makes some kind of statement. I don't know that they're so concerned necessarily with anniversaries, but here we are at the 20th anniversary, so that is a milestone. But terrorists aren't really concerned with anniversaries per se. They're interested in going when they're able to go, because they know that we're always looking for them. So I hope we don't start seeing kidnappings and so forth. But at the same time, yes, it's a heightened state of awareness.
Well, if you see something, say something is always the mantra when it comes to DHS. And on this particular anniversary, the 20th anniversary of September 11th, one of the things that they're going to be looking for and at is if someone pulls into a metropolitan area with a truck and parks the truck and walks away from it, that could
right.
be that could be a tip. Consequently,
right.
if you see something, say something. Call up 911. They don't mind coming out to check things out and see whether or not the truck is clean or not, because there's one of the BOLOs that's out there suggests that they might be using trucks in various cities across the United States to touch off explosions. We'll see. We'll
right,
see.
Right. Well, exactly. And so, but just as we have done for the last 20 years when this became very prominent in our
yep.
society, if we know nothing but we're expecting anything, you're on the lookout, and you know
right.
when something's out of place.
Yeah, and like I say, see something, say something. The other thing is President Joe Biden is in big trouble right now. Now, I'm going to read you a poll from Rasmussen. Now, the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan was so badly handled that President Joe Biden should resign because of it, according to a majority of the voters. That's right, a majority of the voters say Joe Biden should resign. That number is 52%, Kyle, while only 39% think he did a good job. He's underwater there by 13 points, and I bet that number goes higher.
I think it will. And imagine this, Captain, the situation that the Biden administration is in. Joe Biden is cratering. They are literally hiding Kamala Harris somewhere all the time. She barely is visible. because they know that she has very low ratings as
right.
well. So from at least from a political standpoint, it is just absolute chaos, I'm sure, for the Democrat administration right now. However, the American people, they don't have time for this. They are absolutely outraged, and the fact that we're seeing these kinds of poll numbers for Joe, who was supposed to come and unite us all, and he doesn't do mean tweets, and he's going, America's back, Captain. Really? America's
yeah.
back?
Yeah, in the toilet.
No kidding. No kidding. And so people are seeing this, and I think it really does cross party lines.
Right. And the other thing is that looking at his month-by-month, week-by-week approval ratings, it's been going down and down and down. Last week there were some polls at 41, 42%, 43%, 45%. Here's one here where it said, well, Joe Biden just earned a monthly job approval of 46%, down 3 points from July. However, it looks like he's going to come back this month with a total of 47%. Well, I don't think so, not after what we just told you.
Well, exactly. Now you've got Afghanistan. You've got the economy happening. You've got the border crisis ongoing. You've got inflation, which goes along with the economy. You've all these things. There's no really good safe
yeah.
haven for Joe Biden at this point.
Okay, let's go off with another tangent here and catch him with another lie. Joe Biden delivered remarks on the terror attack at the Hamad Karzai International Airport. He said back last week, he said last night in Kabul, the United States, or I'm sorry, he said this week, last night in Kabul, the United States ended 20 years of war in Afghanistan, the longest war in American history. Not true. Technically, it's not. We're still in Korea. We're still in Japan. We're still in Germany. President Joe Biden said that in an address to the nation. But, Kyle, is the war really over?
Well, I think we could say a part of the war is over.
All right, well, let me yeah. qualify that. Biden may have withdrawn the U.S. military from Afghanistan, but the terrorist groups that we feared the most are still there. Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the Al-Haqqani Network. ISIS-K, of course, is the group that al-Baghdadi was the leader of that wound up in the Iraq and then Syria. He was the leader when they took him out. Remember the caliphate and all that stuff? He was that leader at the time there.
Right, right.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you that Al-Qaeda, of course, was the terrorist organization that planned and committed the 9/11 attacks. Its leader, Osama bin Laden, was the person most responsible. The Taliban's Afghanistan nation is where everything got started. They aided bin Laden. They aided Al-Qaeda. And they're back there again. Hold that thought, Kyle, folks, when we come back. Got more to talk about. And again, it's a very busy news night. It's not very hard to dispel anything that these people are talking about because they have no clue. They're trying to spin it in a positive manner, and getting out of Afghanistan the way we did wasn't positive.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Power slowly returned in New Orleans Wednesday, nearly 3 days after Hurricane Ida made landfall in Louisiana. Electricity supplier Entergy tweeting Wednesday morning that they'd taken the first steps in restoring power to the area, with lights coming back on the east side of New Orleans. Nearly 1 million people in Louisiana and Mississippi remain without power, which could take a few weeks to restore in some of the hardest-hit areas. President Biden will travel to Louisiana later this week to survey the damage from the storm. The White House says Biden met virtually earlier this week with Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards and Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves to discuss how the federal government can assist in recovery efforts. And the Centers for Disease Control is asking unvaccinated Americans to stay home over the holiday weekend. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said that vaccinated Americans should take precautions if they decide to travel over the Labor Day weekend. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. is averaging about 160,000 new COVID cases a day. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you, Kyle. I will. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. You know, Mike Lindell, of course, is hated by the progressive left, the communists, the socialists, and they don't want him to succeed. Well, we do want him to succeed because he's a proud American, God-loving, flag-waving patriot. So, if you want to help Mike Lindell out, go to his website, MyPillow.com. It's MyPillow.com. While you're there, there'll see a big old button, like a big old logo button, and you click on it. It says Radio Listener Specials. You click on that button, it'll open up a page where you'll have 18 to 20 items at insanely low prices. Huge discounts, and the only way you'll be able to get the prices that are there is if you use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. Promo code CAPTAIN gets you all those low prices, save a bunch of money, and you'll be a happy, happy camper as a result. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. They'll answer any questions that you've got. You can order that way, too, if you'd like. But, again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. So, go to the website, MyPillow.com, very easy. Then look for the tab that's right there, very visible. It says Radio Listener Specials. Click on that tab that's right there. It'll open up a whole list of 18 to 20 items that are there that'll just have huge discounts on them, insanely low prices. And you'll be able to do it that way. And guess what? You can save a bunch of money. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I just had a comment here. Let me find it. From Leandra. And Leandra sends us a message off the website. Thank you, Leandra. And she says, morning, Captain. Could not the high powers alert the Marines to get them out of harm's way and use a sniper to take them out? Well, yeah, they could have. But they were tracking this guy, Leandra, from the report that we've got here. They were tracking this bomber, this suicide bomber, from wherever it was he came from. And they tracked him across his original location there in Kabul to the airport. And they had an opportunity to take him out a couple of different times. And they did not do it. And they were told to stand down. The Reaper was told to stand down and return to station. And they did, and the end result was 13 dead military people and 20 wounded, and 200, I guess the number was 200 Afghans, right, Kyle?
I think around about 170, as I recall.
All right, I thought it was 200 dead and a whole bunch wounded.
Yeah, many, many, many wounded.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Captain, there's another component to this, too, because if they were tracking this bomber and that they had his identity, in other words, this is...
They knew who he was.
That's mm-hmm. right. Well, didn't they issue that warning throughout the day? Well, but now we understand it wasn't just a warning of, well, we're scared something might happen.
No, they knew,
like
they knew was
exactly
going to happen.
What was going to happen.
Yeah, they knew it was going to happen. And later on in the day, they said suicide bombers.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. So this is a very, very, very big story.
And then they took out that car. Again, they knew where they were coming from. They were tracking them. They took out that car with the suicide bombers in them, where they got the collateral damage, where the family of nine were killed, the father, mother, and all the kids.
Yes, and that's very, very sad and regrettable.
It happens.
But it also happened, Captain, after the 13 U.S. service people were killed. And then they go ahead and with the strikes, they needed to strike the bomber before he killed 13 U.S. service people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to go to the telephone line here. I know who's on the line, so get ready, Kyle. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this administration is a disaster. Okay, then, and when our soldiers get killed like that and this clown looks at his watch, you need to step down. And the Constitution, and I don't want to hear anybody telling me, Jesus makes a way that there seems to be no way. Okay, all things are possible to him that believeth. Okay, so I don't want to hear that Joe Biden didn't win anything. And his incompetence is a national security risk, and Kamala Harris got 1% of the Democrat vote. So she needs to be, Donald Trump needs to be reinstated, effective immediately for the protection of this nation. These clowns don't know what they're doing. They're a disgrace all the way around. And when our soldiers got killed, that never happened. That would never happen under Donald Trump's administration. Never did. Okay? No. So they're a disaster, okay? And I don't know who in California is going to vote for a Democrat, and I don't know who you better check those machines in Virginia, okay? Because I don't trust them. Who the idiot even in Fairfax, where there's hard leftists? So did you hear Stephanopoulos interview Joe Biden? He couldn't even believe Stephanopoulos is a hard leftist, okay? So he couldn't even believe the dunce that Joe Biden. He's got to go. Donald Trump needs to be reinstated. Let's get to work to save the country. Peace.
All right. And I wish I could agree with Todd on Donald Trump should be reinstated right away. That would make perfect sense in a perfect world. Right, Kyle?
Well, yes. But obviously,
can't happen.
Again, yeah, there's no mechanism to do that.
Nope. We're stuck. Once the Electoral College votes for the president, you're stuck until one of two things happen. Number one, they either resign or they get impeached. And Mitch McConnell came out and said there will be no impeachment of Joe Biden.
Well, that's right. Well, he predicated that primarily on the fact that the Democrats control the House and
sure.
barely control
they don't
the
have the votes. They don't have the votes, and it's not going to happen.
Exactly. So, but it really does frighten me to think, Captain, what else does Joe Biden have to do in order to get impeached by the Democrats?
All right. Now, there was a huge decision made last night by the Supreme Court regarding the Texas abortion law. What was it?
Well, the court cited 5-4 I believe, not hear that case, basically, which allows it, or that, you know, the challenge to that, which allows it to stand. And there's still litigation ongoing with it. But obviously it's caused a major, major kerfuffle, to say the least.
Well, it's caused a kerfuffle, but the kerfuffle has been solved and problem solved, right?
Well, right. The Texas law now states that if you detect a heartbeat approximately 6 weeks or so into a pregnancy,
yep,
then the abortion cannot proceed.
Yep.
So this is, of course, we're already hearing from many on the left and the Democrat Party elite and so forth,
yep,
saying how this is a bad thing.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse for Joe Biden, his administration is being sued by thousands of pediatricians and healthcare professionals over his transgender mandate.
Yeah, again, you know, there just doesn't seem to be anything, any place where Joe Biden can really go to politically where everything's just kind of okay. He's definitely caused, I hate to say, even more controversy than Donald Trump. But Donald Trump is actually making some pretty good controversies, to be honest. But Joe Biden is just completely out of step. And of course, if you speak out against the Biden administration, watch out. You know, you could be vilified, you could be canceled, or any number of things can happen. But these sound like doctors who want to, you know, say something about things. But I'll bet you he doesn't want to hear from them on this.
All right. Now, we just got another direct message in here. This is from Andrew. And let me see where he's from. Sheridan, Wyoming. So he's listening to us in Sheridan, Wyoming. And thanks very much for chiming in, Andrew. And he's saying, have the anti-vaxxers lost their argument, or is that still going strong in what we just heard about some of the schools not going along with the vaccinations? Well, I guess it depends on the state, right?
It does depend on the state. I believe here in California, I think all the the school teachers and staff and so forth have to be vaccinated by a certain date, or they have to have some kind of very, very, periodic tests that would be done. But certainly the general thrust is to mandating a vaccine.
Yeah, and again, thank you, Andrew, for the question. Now, there is a White House official, unofficially official type person, that works for the Biden administration. We don't know who it is. We're not being told. But we're being told that this person behind the scenes did say that the people that work for Joe Biden are appalled and horrified that he left Americans behind in Afghanistan.
Well, you know, Captain, obviously this person has a conscience, and which may be a rare thing, it seems, in the Biden administration.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, giving the weather forecast of what's going on. And by the way, you guys going into New York City, sit on it for a while. It's not going to happen. Flooding, mass flooding going on there, and I'm telling you, you don't want any part of it just yet. Wait until you can get somebody on the phone. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, that could be the next governor of California, and he's going to be in Tampa on the 23rd of September for our big event over at the Grand Hyatt. To find out more, go to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com, and I hope to see you there. He'll be up on stage along with Mike Gallagher and Rebecca Walser from the Walser Wealth Management, the Fox Business contributor, as well as Alfredo Ortiz from the Job Creators Network, and I'll be up on stage as well, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And don't forget, Mike Gallagher will be there too, our friend Mike Gallagher, who with the Salem Radio Network. All right, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J out there. Stop in there, find out what they're all about, and join the Drivers Club, because if you do that, you will get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store. Now, they also have an RV club where you can do the same thing as an RVer. But the one big add-on to that is you can save money on your fuel, because the more you buy, the cheaper it is, the RVers. Now, the truckers, owner-operators also have the same opportunity to do that, but you got to get a fuel card to do that. So there you go. Now, we are going to rock. And I told Kyle, I said to Kyle, I says, you ready to rock? He goes, yeah. I said, no. Are you really ready to rock? He goes, yeah. I said, are you sure you're really ready to rock? He goes, yeah. So are you ready, folks? Because here we go, and we're going to rock.
Thank you.
My goodness, Kyle. I told you, are you ready to rock?
That's right. That's right.
Holy cow. And we got it all started again because we got them going here with the comments back and forth. But that's okay. Don't mind it in there. They're rocking all right. Okay. Now, I'm going to read the what I got here for a weather statement, and then we're going to go from there because Ida is gone but not forgotten. It's pretty much headed up into Massachusetts right now. Some lingering effects in New York, if you will, by all the flooding that's there. But Ida is forecast to become post-tropical today as it tracks across the Middle Atlantic into the Northeast, out into the Atlantic Ocean. Now, two significant hazards are expected with Ida interacting and merging with a front, which is what's going on right now. A high risk for excessive rain and flooding extends from the central Appalachians all the way up to southern New England, and that's certainly the case right now. And also, severe thunderstorms with tornadoes and damaging winds are possible in parts of the Middle Atlantic. And I know yesterday, Kyle, they had a couple of tornadoes. I actually had pictures of them. I don't know what happened, but in New Jersey.
Yes, exactly right.
Okay, so take it away.
Well, Captain, out west tonight, all eyes are on the weather. This in the South Lake Tahoe area, this is going to be around highways 50 and 89. So if you're in the South Lake Tahoe area, the area of Myers, they're trying to begin to make a stand there, as they have been. But they're watching the winds. They're hoping that they will die down. We've even got hot shots in the area. They're trying to create some backburns, literally trying to save these communities as the Caldor Fire bears down. So if you're in that area, be very, very careful because, of course, not only the fire, but the other road conditions that could ensue from there. Flash flood watches right now in Phoenix, Arizona area. This is going to stretch over towards Globe in Arizona. Up in southern Utah, we have a flash flood watch going on there in a place which affects a place called the Mexican Hat, if you can believe that, along Highway 163, Highway 191, I believe. And you've also got flash flood watches over in Telluride, Colorado, also up towards Glenwood Springs in Colorado. The air quality alerts, thankfully, are dissipating to a great degree in Wyoming, covering just mostly the western part of the state, most of southern Montana as well, or parts of southern Montana, south of Missoula. But up north of Missoula, Captain, we've got a frost advisory. This is going to cover, of course, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, up on I-90, and over into the Spokane area as well tonight.
Yeah. Now, we do have a high heat warning today for the Dallas Metroplex, actually from about San Antonio straight north up 35 all the way to into Oklahoma. And we also still have plenty of flooding going on in New Orleans and the rural area going up I-55 as well as over into Mississippi. Definitely flooding there. So be advised of that. You're going to have roads that are still closed over in that area. And now we'll go back up into the Northeast because I'm telling you, southeastern part of Pennsylvania to include Philadelphia, Allentown, all of New Jersey, the higher elevations of New Jersey, I might add as well, flooding, flash flood watches, flash flood warnings, all of that going on. We've also got tornado watches on Long Island right now, Kyle, of all places, Long Island. And that's also making the hook up there, it looks like, towards Rhode Island, where you've got flood, severe flood advisories right now, not warnings, rather, up through there, all the way to Boston. And it looks like from New York right up I-95, travel could be real interesting at the moment. And there also is some rain tonight right along the coastline, 95 all the way up to Nova Scotia. So that's what we got with the rain. It's really serious right now as Ida goes out into the ocean, but it's leaving with a big foot stomp down on everybody.
That is exactly right, Captain. Lots of rain like we've never seen for a very, very long time in that area.
Yeah, and I believe there'll be records set up there again based on what I saw. And of course, they're telling everybody New York City's in a state of emergency. Do not get out on the streets. Do not drive. And for you truckers that are going into Hunts Point and going into Brooklyn and going into the meat market down there in southeast New York City, I think I would really consider kind of slowing up a little bit and not just barnstorming in there like you normally do because of all the flooding in the streets.
Exactly right. Yeah, this is going to take some time.
Yeah, because they're not just going to unload a load of meat and a bunch of water. They can't do that. Especially, we didn't hear about power, but I'll tell you what, the next thing we'll be hearing about is the power going out.
Yes, I'm afraid so, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us about the Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com and stop into a Pilot or Flying J, and don't forget to join the Drivers Club. And, folks, September is Driver Appreciation Month at the Pilot and Flying J's.
Yay!
You can get free drinks and more, especially just download the app. That's where you're going to get some of this free stuff. You definitely want to download it. Go to pilotflyingj.com. You'll gain points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and don't forget, pilotflyingj.com.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right,
don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more right after this break coming up. And remember, it's all about we.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You betcha. And we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Hour number two coming right back. I shall return. Joe's got something to say. What's that, Joe?
Buy a shotgun.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.